Good afternoon, and may the Lord give you his peace. This is Father Stosh Daly on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, coming to you with today's daily message of hope. I am joined right now, live, by Sister Venancia, who is a member of the Sisters of St. Dominic. Sisters of St. Dominic, they were founded in Poland. They have a province here in the United States of America dedicated to the Immaculate Conception. So sometimes you'll hear them referred to as the Dominican Sisters of the Immaculate Conception. Now, these beautiful Dominican sisters may be found ministering at St. Patrick's Church in downtown Columbus, St. Matthew's School in Gahanna, or even at Holy Family Soup Kitchen on the west side of downtown Columbus. They're also found in Justice, Illinois, and in Arkansas, as well as in Milwaukee and in Canada, and then all over Poland. And then their sisters are very active in the missionary fields in Russia and Belarus, and even in Africa too, right, sister?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you're truly international.
Mm-hmm.
You are absolutely Catholic. Universal.
Universal.
So you wear the beautiful holy habit of St. Dominic. Holy Father Dominic, mm-hmm. Right?
Yes,
I was taught by the Dominicans of St. Patrick's. I got that grilled into me. I know it well. Sister, we are coming to our brothers and sisters on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio during this month of June, a month dedicated to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And on this Thursday, when we remember the great gift that God has given to us in the Holy Eucharist, I'd like to ask you a question. So everyone's listening. Everyone's eager to hear the question and the answer. When you think of the Holy Eucharist and you think of Our Lady, the Blessed Virgin Mother, what comes to mind? Anything in particular?
Yes.
Hey, that was the answer. No.
No. So when I think about the Eucharist and Our Lady, I always think that she's there, you know, present in every single Eucharist.
Oh, yeah.
When her Son is giving himself to us on the altar, you mm-hmm. know, she's always there and praying for us, with us. So many times when I get distracted during Mass, I always ask her, Mary, please stand next to me.
Sure.
And just help me, pray for me.
Yeah,
you know,
totally.
So I know she's there, like she's with her Son and she's with us. So
yeah,
this is, you know, the first thought that came to my mind.
Okay, so you're a sister. You're a religious sister. You made vows.
Yes.
Final vows, great, beautiful. You get to wear your bridal dress every day. It's your holy habit. Mm-hmm. Now, in your humanity, mm-hmm. you go to visit our Lord, make a holy hour. You stop in and visit him in a parish church or maybe at your convent chapel. Mm-hmm. Maybe he's exposed for adoration, and you're there literally adoring the heart of Jesus mm-hmm. in the Holy Eucharist. Now, we're human, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know I am. I presume
am
you are. Now, have you ever been in that moment where you're praying, you're visiting our Lord, and maybe you're stressed or tired and you get distracted?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What? Now, I know what I do. What do you do? What do you do when you're with the Lord and just your humanity is kind mm-hmm. of like just, it's stressed.
Yes.
You're exhausted and you're like, I know I need to be here. Mm-hmm. So I wish my mind would catch up.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So it's really depend on the situation. When I'm tired,
yeah,
I just say very simple words to Jesus. I'm sorry, but I just can't, you know, be focused or, but I'm here with you.
Yeah.
Just give me the graces, the grace I need for this moment. Just I'm with him. I'm not, I'm just with my love, you know, so I'm there and he knows why I'm tired. He knows everything.
Exactly.
But
it's still good for us to say it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So just invite him even more. And but when I, like, when I get distracted during office, right?
Yeah, our prayers, yeah.
Yes. When we pray together, we usually pray together as a community, it's harder to get back. But when I pray on my own, I usually stop and I ask Our Lady to help me, and then I might come back
to
the
prayers.
Beginning of the prayers. Yeah, yeah. So that always, you know...
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. So
let's say someone's sitting in the car, they got their hands on the steering wheel, you know, and they're thinking about everything waiting for them at home. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe they left in the morning and there was a bad conversation or an argument, mm-hmm. or, you know, there's just some like awkwardness in mm-hmm. the air, some tension or stress. And you're like, oh no, I've got to go home to this. You know, it's still the same. It's like we're tempted with a distraction from the Lord. Mm-hmm. So you could be sitting in your car, mm-hmm. you know, with your hands on the steering wheel and you're like, my knuckles are white. I am so tense. But in that moment, all you have to do is say, you know, Jesus, mm-hmm. it's just Thursday. Mm-hmm. It's your day. It's the day of the Eucharist. You know, I am here with you. Mm-hmm. I might not be with you in front of the tabernacle, but I know you're with me. Mm-hmm. And I'm with you, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, I know I've got days like that.
Mm-hmm. Just
not yet today, but
so. Yeah, absolutely. I just invite Jesus, you know, everything you do, and I do it, and that helps. Like Jesus, just I can't. Like I'm so nervous. I have no idea what to do or whatever it is. I just encourage you to invite Jesus to that situation, because he's waiting for us to ask him, you know, and just he, you know, he's God, so he's waiting.
It's true.
For his children to, you know, to yeah. ask.
I mean, like, imagine breathing on Sunday and then holding your breath until the next Sunday. That's horrible.
It is.
You know, I mean, I can't imagine. And yet when we only pray at Mass on Sundays, that's what we're doing. We're like spiritually speaking for our soul, holding our breath. Mm-hmm. And so it's no wonder then something big happens in the middle of the week and you get stressed, you get tense, you get anxious, you may become just like mean. Whoa, I got that look, you know? Yeah. So, you know? And it's like, no, we need to breathe. We need to let it out, you know? And so it's that moment, just say, Lord, I know you're with me. And I know I need to be with you. Give me that grace mm-hmm. to just wake up right now spiritually. Mm-hmm. Wake up and let you fill my lungs with your divine grace. Mm-hmm. Clean out my mind, clean out my heart, you know, and just give me that ability to be an individual of hope, mm-hmm. a man of hope, a woman of hope, because I believe in you. I know you came back from the dead, mm-hmm. right? I mean, we got way too many Catholics walking around like everyone's dead. No, yes. The Lord lives. We are alive.
And you know, Father, most of the time, I would say, it's just the evil one, you know?
Totally.
He wants us to be distracted and, you know...
And he wants us to be sad.
Yes, yeah, sad, actually. Yeah. Overwhelmed, you know? Yep. That, you know, comes from evil always. And just what I do is just, in the name of Jesus, go away.
Right.
And it works, you know?
Yeah.
Just, and I invite Holy Spirit and Our Lady and... They kind of help me, because that comes from you.
Yeah.
Whenever, every single time during a day when I feel overwhelmed, when I'm alone, I say out loud, you know, like,
yeah.
In the name of Jesus, go yeah. away. You are not.
I know.
Here.
I've walked into the food pantry when you've said that, so I left, you know. So I figured, I was like, wow, she didn't know I was here, but.
In the name of Jesus, go away.
And it, I mean, yeah, have you ever had that moment where you look at your list of things to do and it's just so many more things and you have minutes?
Yeah.
And it's just like, you just say, Lord, there's just so much I have to get done. Allow me to know what I have to get done for you. Mm-hmm. Allow me to know what I have to get done for you and what I have to get done for my loved ones, you know? Mm-hmm. We can so easily become slaves of productivity mm-hmm. and efficiency, but then we become those who ignore love and charity. And it's like, well, I got to get it done. I have to make dinner, wash the dishes. Okay, now I have to make sure that the toys are put away. I have to make sure that the grass is cut. Now I have to make sure that the flower bed is weeded. Now I have to make sure that there's laundry. But I don't even know where my clothes are. It's yep. like so many things to get done. And we're each so easily overwhelmed. But all we have to do is say, Lord, reorient this list of tasks so I know what I have to do so as to give glory to you, you know, and then breathe. And don't forget to eat fiber, right? We gotta stay healthy, you know? I mean, eat those green beans, you know, with joy and a big smile on your face. Ew, no, let's get the spinach now.
No, I love spinach.
Remember, today's the day of the Eucharist, no spinach, okay? You know, we have to allow the Lord to sustain us. And to all of you who are joining us in this message of hope right now, take full grasp of the opportunity to love the Lord on His day, the Lord's day. But then don't forget to allow him to love you on the day of the Eucharist. You know, this is our day to really participate in the Last Supper and the First Mass. Every week we get to remember Jesus has given himself to us in the Holy Eucharist. I love his words at the end of the Gospel of Matthew, I will remain with you forever until the end of the ages. And I always think of that when it's like, boy, I feel really alone right now. I feel really rejected, dejected, abandoned. And it's like, he said, I will not leave you orphans. I will remain with you forever. And it's like, well, I don't really feel you. And, then I can hear him say, come visit me. Get over yourself and stop making me travel to you. You come to me. And it's like, okay, I hear you. You know, I get it. I'm sales, not management. I'll go report. I'll check in. But that simple moment of just visiting Jesus in the Holy Eucharist on a Thursday and in this month of June dedicated to the Sacred Heart. Come on. Come on. Listen to Sister Venancia. Pray. Listen to the Sisters of St. Dominic, you know, just treasure the gift of his presence in your life. And if you get overwhelmed with the tasks or the duties of the day, you know, if you're thinking about what's ahead of you this evening, first give it to the Lord. Allow him to take care of that list of things you got to do. You got to get done. Now, to all of you who are listening right now, I'm going to ask a favor of all of you. I'm joined, of course, by Sister Venancia from the Sisters of St. Dominic. I want to ask all of you to just join me in a simple prayer to the Lord. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks and praise for sending Sister Venancia and the Sisters of St. Dominic to the Diocese of Columbus, to Central Ohio. Please bless them with many vocations, vocations who are dedicated to you, set apart for you, vocations who are healthy and want to love you with their whole mind and their whole body, their whole soul. Your sisters have graced us and blessed us with their presence and their holy witness. We humbly beseech that you draw many more young women to serve you, to love you, and to bring others to you as Sisters of St. Dominic. May the Lord give you his peace. God bless you.